Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The eBay Mitsu Mazda MX-5 Cup, presented by BF Goodrich on IMSA Radio.
Hello everybody and welcome to a special programme. IMSA Radio will be covering an extra championship for 2021 as we welcome to the IMSA paddock the Idemitsu Mazda MX-5 Cup presented by BF Goodrich Tyres. I'm John Heindorf and my partner in crime for our live sound and vision coverage of every round of this championship this year will be Shea Adam. Now Shea, you and I in past lives have done a bit of Mazda MX-5 coverage before, and the first thing that we're going to tell people is how exciting it is and how many passes they're going to see and hear about in 2021. This is a great addition to the IMSA paddock.
It's one of those series that if you want excitement, just look anywhere in the field because there is no shortage of people involved in their own battles. It's not just the passes at the front, it's the passes everywhere, to be quite blunt. And we have had probably more fun talking about the Global MX-5 Cup cars than just about any other series because they never fail to deliver on the expectations of wonderful races.
All kicks off at the Blue Riband IMSA Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona weekend. That weekend, although slightly different in terms of which days of the week the races are on, is actually a template for what we'll see throughout the season. A couple of practice sessions, a single qualifying session, and then two races. The pole positions being set by your first qualifying lap for race one, best qualifying lap, then your second best for race two. And after Rolex, there are another six race weekends.
St. Petersburg being the next of those, so staying in Florida, then heading up to mid-Ohio in May, going north of the border up to Canada for Canadian Tire Motorsport Park the first weekend of July. Then what's now become the traditional Alana Long 100 at Road America the first weekend in August, off to California and WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca in mid-September, and then rounding out the championship year in October for championship weekend for IMSA at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. I can't think of another track that I would want to go to in one of these MX-5 Cup cars.
All good fun. Really good fun indeed in these cars. There'll be lots of drafting as well. We've done a special explainer about the car itself, but suffice to say that every single one of these race cars started life as a complete MX-5 road car. They're built in Hiroshima, Japan, and they're shipped over to Florida to Fliss Performance at Daytona Beach. Troy and Trot have been around sports cars and racing cars for a very, very long time. And basically, they take them apart. And I really mean that. They strip them right down and add over 250 race-specific parts to the car before they get delivered to their customers. And what we've got, and I can say this because I've driven one, albeit not quite the specification, because and we'll talk about that straight away. In recent times, they've gained a SADEV sequential box. When I drove the car, other than that, pretty much exactly the same shape, it had a H-pattern box. We've had the addition of a sequential box, so it's literally pull back to change up, push forward to change down, and that is a purebred racing gearbox and diff that's gone into that car. So not only better for people to learn, that's still three pedals, of course, but it means that it is also a reliability part. That is built for motor racing.
Yeah, and it's good to learn in this car, particularly because when you move up the ranks, and that's what Mazda aims to do, is to get people in this series, but then to create them on a path to perhaps the top level of sports car racing to make it one day into the Mazda DPI. You don't have three pedals in the Mazda DPI, and you do need to learn what it's like on a sequential box. And all right, not paddle shift, but still, it's a step in the right direction. And I love how all these cars, yes, they come from Japan, 2018-2019 Mazda MX-5 NDs, but then they go straight to Daytona, to Fliss Performance, as you mentioned. So now they're going to be racing for the first time in 2021, 5 miles from where they went from being street car to full-blown race car.
Yeah, very good. Very good indeed. In terms of the entry list, what have we got?
28 cars on the entry. We've got our defending champion back this year, Michael Carter, once again in the 08 machine. And it's sort of interesting when you look back as to what happened last year, and I will be saying this multiple times over the course of the weekend, but our champion had one pole and 2 wins to claim the championship season. He did not lead the most laps, although he did lead 41, but the worst finish of the year was 6th place for Michael Carter. So he's looking to try and build upon and prove to everyone that he deserves to be the champion and deserves the $250,000 prize at the end of the year, because last year, consistency got him the championship. This year, he wants to prove he's the strongest driver overall.
So $250,000 you mentioned is the prize fund to take forward to the next part of this young driver's career. So why has Michael Carter stayed in the championship for this year? Because it's on the IMSA package. He wants to put himself in front of the IMSA teams.
Genuinely, I don't know the answer to that question, but the biggest carrot that I could see is that $250,000 scholarship, whereas last year it was $200,000. So it is more of an incentive. And he did get a late model start. That's where his background is. So he's still fairly new into car racing as a whole. Where better to hone your skills than to go to new tracks this year with the MX-5 Cup championship, and to get more of an opportunity to prove yourself in these cars before stepping up into something else?
Let me hit some of the bullet points here, and then we'll pick up some of the other entries. You've heard me say before, we deal with anybody in a race car as a driver, and neither the car, the stopwatch, or the track makes any difference. However, it is worth noting that we have 4 female drivers entered this year. That's only one short of the series high 5 back in 2008. And they're all racing for the same team, which also has a female team manager. Now, I'm not sure if Hixon Motorsports planned it this way or that's how it's turned out, but it will be a talking point across the season. And it's 4 very decent drivers indeed.
Yeah, that's Hixon Motorsports that's going to be fielding all of those cars. They've got 7 cars total in the field. So a good portion of the 27 car field will be running under Hixon Motorsport, and that will be an advantage for them as well, because when you come to tracks like Daytona, drafting is pivotal. But the woman who starts the series with perhaps the best leg up is Savannah Little, who was the women's advocate advancement winner, which came with a $75,000 check. Her background is in equestrian, and she was actually a model. She was a flag girl for one of the Nissan teams, and that's what got her interested in racing. She went out and bought a Nissan 350Z, started fixing it up and racing it, and she is the one that Mazda gave this prize to last year. So she's somebody I'm going to be watching out for, particularly in the first race, driving car number 63 out of Austin, Texas. But as you rightly mentioned, 4 women in the field. And then Shay Holbrook as part team owner / manager of Hixon Motorsport, that's definitely going to be a team to keep an eye on.
The other 3 females in the Hixon Motorsport team, as you say, they've got 7 cars. They are the super team there. Although, in fact, there is only a single solo car entry, if that makes sense. And that is for Michael Carter, who was last year's MX-5 Cup champion. So he's got it all to do on his own because he's got no one to share data with. Just run through the other Hixon Motorsports entries, Shay, if you would.
We've got Hannah Grisham in car number 72. She actually started, she's from California. She started in motorcycle racing and then moved into karts and has been racing MX-5 since the age of 16. And we've got another one who's got a very Lonnie Unser driving car number 92. And yes, Unser of that family out of Indiana. She recently graduated from the University of Colorado Boulder with a degree in environmental design. But she's the daughter of Johnny, whose uncle is Al Sr. And yes, there will be a quiz at the end of this, so draw out your little family tree.
Yeah,
but the most exciting thing is that her dad will be spotting for her at Daytona, where every car is required to have a spotter.
Yeah, very good point. Carry on. Who else have Hickson got?
We also have, in car number 37, Saber Cook out of another Colorado. Well, she actually is from Colorado. She's a recent graduate of the W Series. She ran that in 2019 with a background very much in open wheel. But she is somebody who's been on the Mazda Road to Indy ladder in the past, now switching over to the Mazda Road to 24.
Yeah, good point as well. That it is all part of the Mazda Road to 24. Hickson, so that's the four ladies there. They've also got who for their other three drivers?
They've got very interesting drivers for the other three. Preston Pardes, who's a name that will be familiar to people who tend to watch the SCCA runoffs because he has been a superstar there in Miatas in particular. In 2017, won the runoffs at Indy, and then in 2020, won them at Road America. He's somebody with an Xfinity, more of a NASCAR background, but when you put him into one of these cup cars, he is so impressive.
And very, very local as well. He's just from down the coast at New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, definitely. New to the series, but not considered a rookie.
No. Brian Hickson runs the 47 car from the team that bears his name.
Two-time Skip Barber Mazda Speed champion. He also ran in the series the last time that we talked about it, John. So he's the driver that we'll be familiar with back in 2015. Runs an orange and blue tiger livery because those are his favorite animals and he likes to channel the inner tiger to try and get a little more speed.
Derek Ware is in the 98 car. Now, you know, there's another motorsport name, particularly from the Rolex this weekend.
No relation to Cody, I don't think.
Okay, worth asking the question.
Yep, they're from different spots in the country. But he himself is a team owner of an organization called Star Spangled Racing. He was diagnosed with Tourette's at a very young age and has been trying to overcome it, which is actually part of why he and Brian Hickson got teamed up, who has a mild form of autism himself. But he was in the Skip Barber Academy shootout. That's his most recent driving experience. Has been racing karts since the age of 9 and fancies himself as a future IndyCar driver, according to his website.
Ooh, like that. And what about Selin Rolan?
Selin, in car number 87. Now, this is an interesting car because, honestly, you look at the achievements of Selin and you think, he is going to be a championship contender. He was third in points last year, 49 laps led. Also, third in the E-Series last year. So he did a bit of online racing. But he was the Mazda Road to 24 winner in 2017, the Rookie of the Year, and third in points in 2018, second in 2019. He is always fast. And no matter what, he is a championship contender.
We've got Shea Adam with me, John Hindorf, as we're looking at the entry for the Idemitsu Mazda MX-5 Cup presented by BF Goodrich. Let's move on to Copeland Motorsports. And the first car, numerically, is Brian Ortiz for another car with multiple entries. Brian, then, Shea.
Brian is the 2019 ND2 champion. He stepped away from the series last year. He did a couple of TCR starts in the Michelin Pilot Challenge for Atlanta Speedworks, it was.
Yep.
So Brian's a name that we've seen on the timing screens before, but he's got a very busy 2021 because he's also running in the Lamborghini series with PPM and Brandon Gadovic. So this is the first year that he'll be doubling up. Second in the championship in 2018, and then, of course, the champion last year. So, 2 years ago. So he is somebody who is always fast. in these MX-5 Cup cars. And he's somebody who's now switching over into more of a coaching role to try and help the newbies to Copeland Motorsport get up to speed.
I love the idea of Brian at completely the opposite ends of the power spectrum on the IMSA package, yes, with MX-5 at one end and Lamborghini at the other. Peter Atwater in the 26, also for Copeland Motorsports.
He's a rookie who's been running in TC cars out of Colorado. A rookie in terms of coming to the series, not in terms of age. He's not one of the young guns coming in, but he has raced BMWs before in the past, now looking to have a bit more fun in MX-5 Cup.
38 is Daniel Williams. That's the third Copeland Motorsport entry.
And Dan Williams out of Nebraska is an anesthesiologist, a former ski jumper who was almost at the Olympics in his pride. He had never raced a car until the age of 43, when then he got his 944, which will make you happy, John, into NASA, and found Justin Piscitel, who started coaching him. So he's making his series debut. He is going for Rookie of the Year. And by all accounts, a very impressive driver, if not youthful, but still will be able to keep it up front with the young guns.
Luca Mars is the 41 car for Copeland Motorsports.
He is a kart champion twice over in the U.S., ran in the USF 2000 series in 2020, just a couple of starts there. But somebody who's young, making a switch over from karts to cars this year, this is going to be his first opportunity to prove what he can do with, I was going to say a roof over your head, but I guess with bumpers in front and behind you.
Yeah, with fenders around you, at least. And the final Copeland Motorsport entry is the number 43 car. That's Joey Attanasio from down in Central Florida, Windermere.
Yeah, just north of Orlando is Windermere, Florida. And for Joe, he got the Hard Charger Award last year, made two starts in 2020, both of them coming at St. Pete, so not too far of a drive over from Windermere. Finished seventh in one of the races. It was plus seven positions in that race, which is impressive when you consider St. Pete is a very difficult place to pass. But an SCCA background, this will be a very different looking year for Joey Attanasio.
Let's go through some of the other teams. Gresham Wagner from Williamsburg, Virginia, racing the Spark Performance Gresham Wagner Racing number 5.
Yeah, and I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure Spark Performance has something to do with one of our favorite old drivers, Sparky, who was actually the championship winner back in 2016.
Nathan Sparks.
Nathaniel Sparks. Exactly, because it was actually Gresham Wagner joined up with Six Sideways in 2017, and that was the team that Sparky ran with. That was the switch from karts. But Gresham has a BS in business administration and minor in communications, so a college graduate. Fifth in points last year. He had the most pole positions with 5. He had a ton of wins coming at Mid-Ohio and New Jersey, but the most laps led in the series as well. So he's somebody who's been in the series since 2019, had too many mechanical issues last year to really contend for the championship, but he was somebody who was always fast week in and week out. And I think that if the Spark Performance team can give him a good car every weekend, he will be a championship contender.
I thought Spark had 2 cars. I can't find the second car on my entry list there, Shea. So we'll move on to the 08, Michael Carter from Savannah, Georgia. That is definitely a one-car team. We've spoken already about him coming back to the championship to defend the previous iteration, which wasn't part of IMSA. There's a lot of very good drivers this year, some of which he's raced, some of which he hasn't. But does he have an advantage coming back as the previous series champion?
That's what I love about this series, is that every year it's a blank slate. So no, I would say there is no advantage to being able to say, hey, I've won this championship before, I can do it again, because there have been many drivers in the past who have tried. And looking back at the duplicate drivers' championships, I see one name on that list going back all the way to 2006. John Dean II has won the championship twice in 2015 and then in 2019. Nobody else has been able to achieve that feat. So perhaps that's another reason for Michael Carter to come back. He's trying to add his name to a very elusive list.
Yeah, Let's go to the next team with multiple entries. Number 13, let's hope it is looking for Jensen Altman. You know, every time I say that, I'm going to see Jason Altman, who's a good friend of ours. Macumbi Makalia Racing, the number 13 car. What about Jensen?
He's a student at Arizona State University, making his car debut this year, has raced in karts for a long time now, and is very proud of his street car, according to his Instagram account, which is not a Mazda, so I won't throw him under the bus for that one. But he's somebody that Macumbi Makalia Racing is very excited about. They actually listed him first in their press release, and yeah, sure, it was numerical, but Jensen, we're going to say it's because we think you're their favorite prospect.
Well, that's going to cause problem in the team straight away. And yes, Chad Macumbi and Stephen Makalia are the MC and the MCC and MCA in Macumbi Makalia Racing. The 28 car is their second entry, Sam Paley.
He ran last season as his rookie year, well, technically rookie season, although he only did a few rounds, and he did the same in the F4 US Championship last year, did half of the championship rounds and still finished 11th in points. Skip Barber and Lucas Oil start, so very much open wheel, but he is still in university, student of business, as far as that's concerned, for the young Kentucky-born driver.
Moisey Uretsky, also driving for Macumbi Makalia.
In car number 55, which carries a lot of provenance as far as Mazda is concerned. So they must have belief in the Russian driver who ran in the series last year. He's the co-founder of a company called Digital Ocean, which is for cloud data storage. And he's got a long past with Murillo Racing, running in TC cars with them in other series. So he's somebody who would have been brought to the team by Justin Piscitel, who we'll get to in a moment. Actually, we'll get to him next, won't we? Because he's
the next and the final of the Macumbi Makalia Racing entries in the 89 car.
Justin is a name that we're very familiar with, somebody that we've talked about and to many times over the past, a two-time Skip Barber MX5 Cup champion. He won the scholarship for the Mazda Speed Road to 24, as it was back then, in 2009, has been with Murillo Racing as a driver coach and third driver in the Michelin Pilot Challenge. So he's very familiar with all the tracks that we'll be going to. And by the way, throw on top of that, he is the reigning Spec MX5 Challenge champ. He claimed that last year, too. So Justin clearly using this opportunity to try and walk away with $250,000 and to inject a little bit more funds into his career.
That seems a reasonable thought for anybody. And don't assume, by the way, just because you've heard us talking about Justin before, that he's a shoo-in to be winning races. It is all about the nut behind the wheel in these cars. Slipstream Performance, our next team on the list. They start their entry with the number 20 of Herman Palermo.
And Hernan is somebody that we've talked about for quite some time. He was second in the Indy 1 class championship in 2019 to John Dean II, which in and of itself is impressive. Mm-hmm. He's been in the series since 2015, and he has 10 podium finishes. The driver out of Houston, Texas, it's where he lives now, but originally from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
And second of their cars, Alex Bachura.
Alex, who is a dentist in Houston, was 11th in points last year, and he's been running in the series since at least 2014. So he's no stranger to the cars. He's no stranger to the tracks, although I believe Daytona will be a new one for him. But he's somebody who comes into the series looking not for necessarily the overall championship, but still trying to make some waves and have some fun.
That's the 33 car. The 36 is another Slipstream Performance entry. And this is David Staub.
And David, who comes from Dallas, Texas, ran in the E-Series last year, was fifth in points in 2019 with a podium in the last race. He's a lawyer. He runs in NASA events, dabbling in racing for a couple of years now. This is his first year as a professional series at the level that we will be at this year. Again, he did run in 2019, but this is really his first effort into trying to claim the championship, because in 2019, he was still getting his feet underneath him. Well, now he's got his feet. He's looking for something a bit more.
We're looking at the Idemitsu Mazda MX-5 Cup presented by BF Goodrich Tyres, Shea Adam and me, John Hindhoff, as we look at the 2021 entry list. Let's move on to our next team. We're not going necessarily in numerical order, but we're picking off the teams as we go through. And next, we come to the number 24 car. This is the first of the Provision Motorsports entry. And this is Aaron Johnson.
Aaron is probably the driver I'm most excited to see running at Daytona just because of his background, his hunger, and his amazing story. This is one of Jeremy's Team USA boys who comes from a trailer in Louisiana. I mean, has nothing to his name, but won't take no as an answer. He's recently moved to Indiana to try and be more involved in the racing community. And he's somebody who, while in university, trying to fund his racing program, has done things like drive for Uber Eats to try and deliver meals to people to make a few extra dollars while studying for final exams. Wow. He won the Mazda Road to 24 scholarship last year, which was $200,000. That's what allowed him the opportunity to run in this series this year. And as far as his background goes, there's not very much racing. He's done the Lucas Oil series. He ran in the Walter Hayes, of course, back a couple of years ago. And he did have dinner at your house, John. So yep. He's somebody who you can tell us if he's well-mannered.
Well, actually, I think I went to meet him rather than that. It was one of the years when I went up to see the guys when they were billeted up with the team. But smashing lads, very down to earth, as you might imagine, and driven. And I mean that in every sense of the word. He refuses to back out of things. If something needs to be done, he does it. This could be a really big year for him, a really big year for him. I know he got the 200 grand last year, but this year could, in terms of his career, be even bigger for him. His teammates, with another name that we will recognise, and so will some of our listeners in the 99 Provision car, is Dre Kemper, the Austin, Texas resident.
Yeah, and I can't help but smile and think about getting to watch Drake Kemper racing again. This is a guy who has so much fire and passion and enthusiasm for life in general. And then you throw him behind the wheel of an MX-5 Cup car, and he knows how to wheel it, too. He's a good little peddler, as our friends in Australia would say. The former child actor, which I will never let him live down, he was the 2014 Skip Barber Mazda Speed Champion, sixth in points in 2019. He's been fifth in 2016, fourth in 2015. He's yet to crack that top three, but working alongside Aaron, this could be a power duo, and they could wind up being a championship threat between both of those cars when they're coming up against some of the giants with six, seven cars on the team. This might be the two-car team that topples the giants.
Oh, I like your thinking. JTR Motorsports Engineering, our next team that we're going to look at. Their first entry, the number 32, Chris Nunes.
Yeah, and this is not Joe Tandy Racing for all of our English friends. This is Jared Thomas Motorsports Engineering. It will take a little bit of getting used to. Chris Nunes is another one of those prospects, along with Sellen Rowland that we talked about earlier, who you think, yeah, he's going to be one to watch. Second in the shootout last year for to try and come away with the $200,000 that Aaron Johnson ultimately came away with. $75,000 was awarded to him for that second place, but his first year in pro sports cars is going to be this year. He's a two-time AMA motocross national champion. He's been a champion in off-road short course modified karts. He's a college freshman, so still very much a youngster, but he's somebody who is going to be super competitive and fast right out of the gates.
And his teammate is the JT of JTR, Jared Thomas, in the number 96 JTR Motorsports Engineering, with the Lemons of Love livery on that car, which is a great story in itself.
Oh, it is. And every year, Lemons of Love, they raise money. And you have to really go online to read the full story, because we could do a full preview just about Lemons of Love.
Correct.
But Sarah Montgomery's been involved with it for many, many years. She herself, a graduate of this series. Jared Thomas being chosen to wear that livery. And I say that because it is a point of pride and it is a distinguished honor. But he was selected because he was Rookie of the Year last year, which in and of itself came with a financial prize to come back this year. But he was fourth overall in the championship, pole at both of the rounds at New Jersey Motorsport Park, including one win there, led 39 laps in his rookie season. Now, this is a guy who we knew was going to be impressive last year because he was the 2019 Mazda Road to 24 scholarship winner, but also the Spirit of Mazda winner last year, in 2019, excuse me. And that in and of itself speaks volumes about this young man's character. His background is in late model racing, so he's adapted very quickly to racing the cup cars. And he is somebody who will finish higher than fourth, I believe, in the championship this year.
And Lemons of Love, by the way, is a great charity that looks after people. They're a non-profit organization, and it's all about helping people through chemotherapy and just a little thoughtful gifts, basically, little packages of loveliness that go to people who are in receipt of chemo. So chemo care packages, really. And one of the things that they do is they have a car to give away every year. You buy into a raffle, if you will, and it's been for the last couple of years at least an MX5. So there's a lovely tie-up with all of that. Go and look them up, Lemons of Love, on the internet. It's a really worthwhile cause to help people when they really, really need it, not with things necessarily that they need, but things that they might want. It's really good. I think our last team that we haven't mentioned, so last but by no means least, is Team Guatemala Racing, Juan Hernandez in the 59 car. I hope you've been ticking these off, and if I'm wrong, you can tell me.
Nope, you're spot on, John. I've been going through and flipping through my little notebook of homework. Excellent. As we go. Juan Diego Hernandez, out of Guatemala, so appropriately running for Team Guatemala, ran with Juncos Esports last year. He is an online phenomenal as far as Gran Turismo is concerned. He's been a champion there of their online platform, and last year got a few starts in TC cars in TC Americas, but still fairly new to driving the actual car, so this will be a big challenge. Once again, as you said, the only car in the field from this team, but I don't think they're expected to be a full season entrant. That's why they're not denoted as a single car team. But for Juan Diego, this is going to be a super exciting opportunity because Daytona in the video game is nowhere near as good as Daytona in real life.
Well, and of course, he's got all the excitement of being around the paddock for the IMSA Rolex 24 Hours at Daytona. So 27 entries we've just talked about. The majority of those are full season entries. And the good news is that every single race in the 2020 season for the Idemitsu MX5 Cup, presented by BF Goodrich Tyres, we will have live coverage in sound and vision wherever you are. No blocks, no breaks. We start on Thursday. We'll be coming on air a little before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Daytona time. And then on Friday, it's an earlier start at just before 10:15. So those are the first two races. Shay and I will be calling those live via www.imsaradio.com in sound and vision. And for those of you in the US, you can watch them live, or you can wait for the show on NBCSN as well. And of course, if you're travelling around, the audio is available live as it happens on RS2 IMSA Radio. I'm not going to do what I normally do, Shay. I'm going to break with tradition because normally right now I would say, who's your championship pick? But what I'm going, what I'm going to do before the first race is print it all out and throw a dart at the entry list because I think I've got just as good a chance of picking someone out.
Yeah, when I was first sent this entry list and I started going through and doing my research on people, I was going, ooh, they stand a good, ooh, no, but they stand, yeah, I think a dartboard might be necessary, but you also might want to just cut off the entry list, throw all the names into the hat, pull one out, then decide that that's your champion for the year until the first race of the season, and then you pull out another name and another name and another name.
I like the idea of a season-long sweepstake. That is the absolute essence of MX5 racing, and there's no reason to suggest that the 2021 Idemitsu Mazda MX5 Cup presented by BF Goodrich Tyres will be any different. Join Shay and I for the full season in sound and vision, all live with no interruption and free around the world on www.imsaradio.com.
This program is a radio show limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.